Hello, my name is Kate Smurthwaite, and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is January the 11th, and we start, tastefully enough, with an obituary. Sir Edmund Hillary, the first man to climb Everest, has died. This means that now the most famous New Zealander in the world is a dead bloke. The BBC website responded with a Have Your Say page. Now, I like the idea of letting the public comment on stories, but they always pick the wrong stories. It never says, Have Your Say. Is Gordon Brown a cunt? Instead, it says, Have Your Say on the death of Sir Edmund Hillary. What's to say? He climbed a mountain, now he's dead. And on to agriculture, and bird flu has been confirmed in three mute swans found in Dorset. They might have been diagnosed much sooner if they'd just told someone they were feeling ill. Ka-ching! And it's the H5N1 strain, which I think means they caught it off that little dustbin-shaped thing in Star Wars. Ka-ching! The Health Protection Agency is warning anyone who may have come into contact with a swan to come forward. You'd think you'd know, wouldn't you? I mean, either you did shag the swan, or you didn't. If there's any kind of Bill Clinton-esque grey area over whether you and the swan were just friends, well, you probably just want to stop taking all that LSD. And on to politics, and yesterday's planned love-in on nuclear power went ahead as planned. The number of reactors approved was officially, and I quote, several. And the prospect of the government subsidies has not been ruled out. There's every chance we could all be paying to have our house prices thrillingly boosted by the proximity of dangerous radioactive isotopes. Ministers said companies running the plants would have to bear the full cost of storing all nuclear waste. Which is fine, except that nuclear waste hangs around for 10,000 years. So if you were a responsible company, you would fulfil your duty to shareholders by running the plant till it stops making money, paying huge dividends and then declaring bankruptcy. And if you were an irresponsible company, you'd run the plant till it stops making money, pay huge bonuses to the board, and then declare bankruptcy, in either case leaving the government to foot the bill for the storage of the remaining nuclear waste. So basically, it's a win-win plan as long as you're on the board and you've got lots of stock options. Like, for instance, Gordon Brown's brother. The other frightening thing is the way the government is acting as though approving a few nuclear power stations has somehow solved the carbon emissions crisis. Greenpeace estimates the new stations will contribute to a 4% decrease in carbon emissions by 2025. Listen, yeah, can you hear it? That's the sound of 100 million Bangladeshis breathing a huge sigh of relief. Still in politics, and it appears that not everyone is quietly screwing the public over to make a tidy buck. No, Tony Blair is very loudly screwing the public over for his tidy buck. He's taken a $500,000 a year part-time job with an American investment bank. $500,000 a year for a part-time job. How are his colleagues going to feel when they see him swanning out of the office at lunchtime with his Rolex clinking on his wrist? And on to military affairs, and the only officer to have been charged with a crime of any sort over the Abu Ghraib debacle has been quietly cleared and sent on his way. Lieutenant Colonel Stephen L. Jordan was the only person in any kind of position of authority to be convicted over Abu Ghraib, and he was only convicted of talking about the case when it was supposed to be a secret. Now he's been cleared even of that. And the thing is, none of the papers picked up on it. I had to dig that out of the Washington Post. You listeners are pretty lucky I do such a lot of research for you. Now on to international politics, and George Bush has announced that he believes a peace treaty in the Middle East will be signed before he leaves office. And you know, he has such a good track record on predictions that no doubt Ladbrokes are no longer taking bets on the issue. I mean, remember when he said we'd find WMD in Iraq? And then he said the US Army would be welcomed as liberators. There was that other one where he said, one little pretzel can't hurt me. And finally, in an important development in the ongoing 10-year international inquest into the death of Princess Diana, it was revealed today that she once received a nasty note. And that's all from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, my name's Kate Smurthwaite. Thank you and goodbye.